Miles Davis, John Coltrane, Oscar Peterson, Ella Fitzgerald, Frank Sinatra, and more on Jazz for the Asking.
Welcome. It's very nice to have you with us for another edition of the program. I'm Keith Perron. We begin today with vocalist Nancy Wilson, with a recording she made with Billy May and his orchestra, Like Someone Being in Love.
Lately, I find myself out gazing at stars, hearing guitars like someone in love. Sometimes the things I do astound me, mostly whenever you're around me. Lately I seem to walk as though I had wings, bump into things like someone in love. Each time I look at you, I'm limp as a glove and feeling like someone in love.
Nancy Wilson, from a new CD called The Jazz and Blues Sessions from Capitol Records. She was singing Like Someone in Love with the Billy May Orchestra. We now move on to a new release. Well, not exactly new. It's the first time that it has been issued on CD. It was from a series of CDs released many, many years ago, first on LP and then CD, and then they kind of vanished, and now they're back, called UK Live Jazz. This is from Volume 2. It's Archie Cottrell and his trio with Copa Cabana. Thank you. two tracks from the brand new CD, UK Live Jazz. We were listening to Stan Tracy and his trio, recorded live at Ronnie Scott's in London in 1967. And before that, the Archie Cottrell Trio with Copacabana, recorded at the Gallery Club in Nottingham in the UK. You're listening to Jazz for the Asking from PCJ Radio International. We now move to a little bit of Zoot Sims with the Cole Porter classic, Night and Day. Sims and his group with the Cole Porter composition, Night and Day. If you want to contact us, our email address is very simple. It's jazz@pcjmedia.com. We now move to the well-known Duke Ellington composition, Mood Indigo, that wasn't just a big success for Ellington, but also many vocalists and big bands as well. The version we're going to take a listen to is by the one and only Nina Simone.
Thank you. been blue. No, no, no. You ain't never been blue till you've had that mood indigo. That feeling goes stealing down to my shoes while I just sit here and sigh. Go long blues. I always get that mood indigo since my baby said goodbye. And in the evening when the lights are low, I'm so lonely I could cry. For there's nobody who cares about me. I'm just a poor fool that's bluer than blue can be. When I get that mood indigo, I could lay me down and die.
Nina Simone with Mood Indigo by Duke Ellington. A very different version from what I think most people are accustomed to. Usually it is sung as a ballad, but as you can see, Nina Simone really kind of changed things with that arrangement. Let's now have a little bit of Jerry Mulligan, who is just a fantastic alto sax player. Quite temperamental, and he was known for not showing up at gigs, even recording sessions. This is from a recording session that almost never happened. It was recorded for Columbia Records in 1974, made on November 24th. It's the Hart and Rogers composition, My Funny Valentine. Jerry Mulligan live in 1974 with My Funny Valentine. Reading the liner notes, apparently he was quite late for that performance, about 2 hours late. And it didn't seem to be something quite uncommon with him. He was quite common indeed. Let's now move on to something from the swing era, Glenn Miller and his orchestra with the Anvil Chorus.
Thank you. November day. I said that you would repent the day that you went away. You turn as red as a ruby, just too good to be true. You thought I'd sit around lonely thinking of only you. Little you, 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 just when you walked out, someone else walked right in. Someone with good news stepped right in your shoes. Somebody else take your place on my knees. And now the sweetie clever fussing all over me. I saw that you grow so cold, love. So what could I do? Out with the old love and in with the new. When you walk out, honey, I just had to grin. Oh, you left the door wide open and somebody else walked in. So what could I do? Out with the old love and in with the new. When you walk out, honey, I just had to grin. Oh, you left the door wide open and somebody else walked in. Somebody else walked in.
Caterina Valente from her first English album that was recorded for the Decca label in 1957 called Plenty Valente, with the arrangements by Cy Oliver and his orchestra, with the standard When You Walked Right Out, and before that the Anvil Chorus, Glenn Miller and his orchestra. We're now going to move on to a little bit of the Jazz Messengers, a group that we haven't played in a while. This is one of their early Columbia sessions from November 22nd, 1958, led by Art Blakely.
Thank you.
Jazz Messengers, led by Art Blakely and Monin. And with that, we end this edition of the program. If you want to contact us, our email address is jazz@pcjmedia.com. Until next time, so long, take care. We'll see you again very soon.